Hey, everybody. We have a favor to ask. Before we get into the show, one of our contributors to the show, that if you know the show, you know her, Kathy Jo. She is going through some stuff right now. She actually lost her house and all of her belongings in a house fire. And we have done our best to try to help out. We have started a GoFundMe for Kathy Jo. If you would like to contribute, please go to our Facebook page. You can go to our main page, or you can go to my personal page or Sam's personal page. And if you have some money to can spare, it sure will help her out. She has been a big part of the show, and most importantly, she's our friend. And she's kind of famous, you know, about talking to Sam, but she's also a wonderful person. And we want to try to get everybody to help her that we can. So go to our Facebook page, the TNA Podcast on Facebook, and find us or find me, Jason Roach, or Sam Hall on Facebook, and you will find the links to the GoFundMe for Kathy Jo.
The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody.
Well, hell.
Jason, hit the record button for once.
Well, okay, suck it. I've tried to record shit for eons, and either I fuck up or a fucking car goes by.
Or both. That happens a lot.
So, anyway, well, hell. Here we are again. Episode 66.
Six, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
We are three away from the magical number.
And if you can't tell by all this, welcome back to the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
You all know who I am. I'm not even going to say it.
Well.
Sam Hall. Lied.
The Alonzo.
The Alonzo. Let's get on with something worth hearing.
Which is?
I don't know. You got to tell me, because I don't see anything that it's, I didn't get any comments on anything that I put out there. How about you?
Oh, I know.
Have you got a bunch of spank bank stuff over there?
I know what this is. I know what this is. This is you playing to the crowd.
I'm being a little bit of a heel over here.
Well, no, you're being sympathetic. You're a sympathetic baby face. That's what you
okay,
are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You I was get wondering sympathy. What that was called. Yeah,
So, for those of you who don't speak native Appalachian, what Sam is trying to say is you've hurt his feelings by he went to the trouble of actually, I don't know, doing something.
The and, one fucking time.
And posting stuff to Facebook going, hey guys, we need questions. Nobody answered my questions. Nobody said anything. And now he's sitting there going, well, do you have anything? Because I don't have anything because everybody fucking said, blow me, Sam. We do have some interaction.
Thank
with
goodness, because I don't want to be a one-man show over here because I got tons of the spank bank.
Well, okay. We did get interaction with the Spank Bank fantasies, but most of them got sent to me because, I don't know, you're a whiny bitch.
Could be that reason.
Before we get into that.
They won a car, by the way.
Yeah, fuck them. And there's a beer. Hey, hey, guess what I got?
What do you got?
I have come into possession of three, count on three, because I have a plan, TNA beer koozies.
Oh, yes.
That came from our swag store.
Where are they?
They're at my house.
But I got a beer right here.
I know that.
You're going to use them first. You're going to give me the used koozies.
No. It'll be brand new. Unopened.
Secondhand koozie.
Secondhand koozie. But no, it took. If you would like to buy any of our merchandise, check it out in the show notes, the link to our store, or go to our website, thetnapodcast.com, click on the merch button and buy some of our shit. We have beer koozies, we have t-shirts, we have, I don't know what the fuck we have. We have a bunch of stuff.
Eventually, we're going to have butt plugs.
See, I promise. No, see, that's a special order. That's all you. You're going to have to. I'm down.
Oh yeah, we're gonna. I'll need measurements.
Ooh, dimensions.
Dimensions, details.
Wow,
details. I'll need a picture, life size picture.
Oh my,
to go on.
Here's a butthole the size of my head when I blowed it up,
gaped and ungaped.
Oh God. Oh fuck. But anyway, I ordered those, and I will say this. If you do order our merch, it is not Amazon. It doesn't arrive the next day.
No.
Ling Ling has to work on that fucking logo to get it on there. But it seems like quality shit, at least what my lover told me, because she's like, did you order something? And I'm like, did I? And I went, oh, yeah, ordered them fucking koozies. And I'm like, hey, open them up and take a picture. And then show me, no.
what were you talking about opening up there?
Take a picture of the koozies. They're right on the money, man. I think it'll be all right. You can actually get bottle-shaped koozies. You can get the neoprene can koozies like I got. Mm-hmm. And you can get ones for tall boys. We got all kinds of shit.
We do?
Yes.
You'll have to tell me about it someday.
Well, I'll show you, because I figured if it was up to you to do it, you'd be like, I don't know how to do that shit. Like, here you go.
How do you spell that again?
Put your beer in there and drink it.
That's all I need to know how to do.
Before we get into the spank bank fantasies.
Well, let's hurry up, because I'm about to bust over here. I'm trying to keep it all in, because I got a lot of spank bank.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk. I'm like, you're just pissed.
I got giggity bites after giggity bites of fucking data over here.
Giggity, giggity.
I have a little story.
Do you now?
Yeah. And I may have alluded to this while we were setting up. It's been a while, but I have a shit story.
No. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Ooh, that's my chair.
I was hoping so, because I'm not cleaning that shit up over there. There's a Tyvek suit right behind you. You need to use it. I got a brown towel waiting on you in there. Let me get comfortable, folks. Mm-hmm. Everybody get settled in. Mm-hmm. Grab yourself a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine.
It's humorous, but I thought to myself in the moment when it was happening, yeah, I'm going to say this on the show. This happened today.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's fresh in the mind.
As a matter of fact, it happened
fresh in the underwear.
It happened about 13 hours ago specific. Wait, there.
Hold on a second. You must have showered at some point.
No. It all will be revealed here in just a minute.
I'll get a picture of it.
I changed my footwear before I came in here, but it had nothing. It had nothing to do with that. But it actually did.
Okay, I'm confused and excited.
Well,
both at the same time.
If you will sit back and just close that cocksucker for 1 second,
let me spread them legs open and reveal all.
No. So
hit me with it.
Where I work, we have what you call a job briefing. When you get there, we have a break room, and the boss comes in. He tells you what you're doing today, because our jobs change every day.
The most disappointing time of the day, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's when we get our jabs in, going, fucker. But anyway, I'm sitting in job briefing, and I'm like, I think I have to poop.
Oh.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't like knocking on my door.
Oh, okay. It was built. You could
get that
initial pressure.
I actually had the luxury of deciding. So, but after job briefing, we're kind of fucking off and, you know, all this other stuff. And I had got my job assignment, and I was supposed to run a piece of equipment. And I'm like standing there going, do I need to poop?
What was this piece of equipment?
It was a D6 Caterpillar dozer.
Oh, something that's going to jostle you
exactly
around quite a bit.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
You got vibration to knock things loose.
Yeah. You got to think about that stuff. So I'm
you got to prepare.
This see, you're leading me on because you have no idea. total disclosure, Sam doesn't know what I'm about to say. So Sam is picturing in his head that I got on the dozer and I shit myself.
Well, I was thinking, that, you know,
I said this was a shit story.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
This did not involve me shitting my pants.
Oh. But sure I do enjoy
but,
it.
But the god of feces smiled down upon Sam Hall today because he said, let's fuck with Jason.
Oh, so, excellent, excellent, excellent.
So I made the conscious decision that I'm going to go poop before I get on my dozer. So
alrighty.
We have two restroom facilities in the garage, which is what we call the building we work out of. You have the locker room upstairs, and then you have a bathroom downstairs.
So are we talking about shitter number one or shitter number two?
Well, there's actually two. I went to the downstairs bathroom, the level that I was on.
The closest
just,
one.
Yes, just out of convenience. But there are two shitters in this. It's actually a four-holer, two urinals, two shitters.
Okay.
So
sounds like a perfect date.
Yeah. So I normally go to the handicap stall, which, you know, it's a state law.
I swear to God, it is.
Well, you are old.
But I usually do that one just because, you know, I have room. But
yeah, you get things decided, to hold on to.
I fucking decided to go to the first one that is immediately to your right as soon as you walk in the door. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to this one. And I sit down and I'm doing my thing.
Uh-huh.
And
how's it going over
maybe
there?
Maybe perused Facebook and went, nobody said anything for the show, Sam. And after I got done crying about that, I got ready to do the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
Before that happened, there was this is a very old building. I mean, old in terms, it was probably built in the early 70s.
Okay.
So, you know, all steel piping and all that kind of shit. But as I'm sitting there, I hear,
No.
But it was a gurgle that I heard come from the other toilet plus the one I was sitting on. And I'm like, okay, shut up. I'm going to get to it. And I'm like, well, that was weird. And, you know, another minute went by and I'm like, all right, I'm done. And I get up and I'm putting my shit together and pulling my pants up and everything. And these are, you know, like your industrial toilets. They're tankless. It's a hard wire or hard line deal. So it's like, whoosh, you know, I hit that motherfucker.
No.
And everything come out. I mean, like,
yes.
When you have a plugged toilet at your house, picture this.
And it just boil over to explode.
Oh, no. It was like, oh, shit. You know, when you're at home and that tank's fucking running.
You try to stuff it back down in there with your boot.
Oh, shit, dude. this comes into play.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay.
This had evidently happened before because there is a plunger beside the toilet in this stall.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that plunger, and I'm like, fuck. And I am fucking just giving her fucking hell.
Did you take the plunger and try to trap everything in the hole in the plunger?
No, there was no doing that. There was no doing that.
Because it was already out.
It was on the floor. So,
I see what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
You didn't.
So, no. I am fucking plunging this son of a bitch like my life depends on it. Luckily, in the bathroom, it's a tile floor and they have a drain in the middle of the floor. Uh-huh. And it's all sloped. That's all all the water and whatever else is going into that drain.
So I'm plugged up.
I'm good there. The toilet finally stops fucking running. And I am just plunging. And I am just forcing what shit is left in the fucking toilet down that goddamn hole.
Get over here, you little chunk of mother.
Oh, dude, I'm like fucking going, somebody's going to walk in this sumbitch. Somebody's going to walk in this fucking bathroom. And there's fucking shit everywhere. Oh, and it's mine. And there's no fucking denying it. But Jason just come in and decided to randomly start fucking plunging the goddamn toilet. He's the one that plugged it up. But anyway, long story short, too late. I plunged that motherfucker, and it got to where I thought, okay, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And I hurried up and I flushed it again. And I was praying to God. I'm holding that goddamn. This is the time we need video. We're not doing video.
All you had to do was just what that little movement. I'm like, I can see him.
I've got that plunger up like I'm getting ready to spear a fish.
You're like fucking whack a mole.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a little slow, but it went. And I'm like, all right, now I got to deal with the shit in the floor.
No.
So about that time.
Oh, jeez.
The female janitor had shown up to make her rounds. I heard her wheeling her cart outside the door. And Jason, hold on.
Housekeeping.
Something like that. Jason panics.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So Jason drops the fucking plunger to turn around to open the door to tell her, don't come in here. As I did, I stepped on a turd. So.
In a roundabout way.
Instead of me walking out to tell her, I realized what I did. And I opened that door and I went, don't come in here. And she just looked at me. And she's like, okay. No, seriously, give me your mop. And she's like looking at me. And I'm like, did the toilet back up? And I said, yeah. She's like, I'll get it. And I'm like, oh, no, you won't. No, you won't. You give me your goddamn mop and shut the fuck up. Give me that mop. So I'm in there trying to get shit off my shoe.
That is
mine.
So the story finally comes full circle.
I did. It didn't come directly out of my ass
in a roundabout
to my
way.
Shoe, but it did make out of my ass to my shoes. It got put in a shitter. It got shot out of the shitter. I stepped on it with my shoes.
I got to give a big shout out to the big P in the sky for smiling down on me today and giving me this lovely tale.
Oh, my God. Speaking of tale, of course, it had to be the one day that I damn near grew one out of my ass. I mean, I went in there and hadn't had a shit in
there. Oh, my God.
I built a log cabin.
Did you need a shovel to break it up?
Oh, my God. I was like, this could have been so much worse.
Oh, my.
But if I'd have went in and just had the old brown water shits, it would have went down the fucking drain. And it'd have been it. But nope. She was good and fucking sturdy today. You motherfucker.
Like a loaf of wheat bread.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we will be right back, and we will get into the spank bank. You smell that?
It's on the cuff of
my pants. As if things couldn't get any better, check out our website, thetnapodcast.com. You will find links there to our merchandise and a way to send us an email in case you'd like to tell us to, I don't know, shut the fuck up or send a submission for the show. In the meantime, since Sam's gone, this is Jason Roach of the TNA Podcast. Suck it.
So there I was, naked, wearing only a cock ring.
What? We're recording.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry about that.
Everybody out there, that was not here in the past several minutes. It was not here in my presence. So.
No.
So
he was asleep at the time.
Shut up. We're back with the actual meat of the matter, which is the spank bank with a cock ring, with the spank bank fantasies. Now we put on Facebook and we're still working this after 65 other fucking episodes to where we get the interaction and we get
it. Do you think we'd have this down by now?
I don't know that we'll ever have it down.
But you got some interaction over there because I didn't get any at all.
Oh, shut up.
I don't have anything to read because nobody wrote anything for Sam to read.
Are you going to be all right? hey, by the way, we got a compliment And we got actually,
we did?
We got a few compliments, and I'll tell you about it later. But anyway, I'll just lead in with the fact that we got complimented on our voices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear.
No.
Well, I want to hear.
I will reveal it in a little bit. We were mentioned on another podcast.
Oh.
And I actually got to hear that live tonight.
Did you now?
So I'll give
but
you.
But I didn't get to because you didn't send me anything to listen
to.
Oh,
my fucking. Oh,
I didn't have
Jesus.
Anything to read either.
Whatever. My God. All right. I'll just go ahead and tell you. The Boomer Bunker podcast.
Boomer Bunker. Is this what I'm thinking about?
The Boomer Bunker?
No.
Not like that.
Oh, okay. So it's a completely different type of Boomer Bunker. I'm thinking it's like code for
shithole,
turd cutters.
I apologize for my slightly challenged friend,
because that's where Jason likes to go and go boom in that bunker.
We've covered this ad nauseum.
That mud bunker.
I like the butt stuff, but no, this is the boom. Gosh, you motherfucker, the Boomer Bunker, and
Boom Her Bunker. Okay, I'll shut up.
When you're trying to give somebody,
you see
a
what
shout
I was thinking
out,
about.
When you're trying to give somebody a legit shout out, so I don't know, somebody go listen to them. If you shut that fucking pie hole for just a minute to where I don't confuse people and they get, was it Booker Bunker Booner?
I'll stop gaping this mouth.
Bunker in your bunker.
Even though you like looking at it when I'm gaping.
Once again, thank you to the hosts of the Boomer Bunker. And the Duchess, one of the co-hosts, actually joined our Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
She just went, jumped right off the fucking cliff and was like, what did I get into?
Poor girl.
Mm. She has a nice voice, too.
I did message her a couple of times, though. Let her know, hey, I checked you out.
Here's my dick. No.
No. I don't want to run her off. No. It'd just be pure disappointment. Amused disappointment.
But anyway, they are a little different than us as far as their subject matter and the way they do things. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very cool because they were actually on my way here. They were live streaming across Twitter.
Okay.
Across Facebook.
Damn.
And all kinds of shit. And I like to consider myself the technical guru.
Technical gizzard.
This intrigues me that I think we might be able to do it.
Oh, he's intrigued.
But, yeah. But there might be, and I don't want to put him on the spot, but there might be a little crossover thing here sometime down the road.
Interesting.
But anyway.
Let's just make sure of one thing, though. When we do this.
Yes.
You hit the record button.
Okay. We're going to get to the...
Did you hit the record button, or are we just talking into nothing?
And as soon as you fucking said that, I looked down, and the fucking meter is running. So you can blow me. So we're going to get to the Spank Bank, what other way should we start the Spank Bank by, I don't know, hearing it from halfway around the world?
Oh, hell yeah.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Jace.
Morning.
Hey. Spank Bank.
Yeah. You took a deep breath on this one. Shit.
My Spank Bank. Is it's actually fantasizing about my wife.
Oh.
But in a scenario where she's at work.
Uh-huh.
And she used to work at this place years ago where there was glass right the way around the building so everyone could see in a supermarket setting.
Oh.
And there was this big stainless steel bench.
Oh, yeah.
I always wanted to just... get underneath that and basically chew her out.
Woo!
Where people all around could see her but couldn't see me. And I reckon that'd be as hot as fuck, especially in this little skirt she used to wear with the black stockings, tearing them open and helping myself. It's me fucking rock hard just thinking about it now. Woo! Anyway.
Oh, damn, son.
Spank Bank. All the best to you. Cheers.
Okay. Oh my God. That is the stained glass bottom boat right there.
Wait a minute. I got to fucking hear this again.
I know.
Hold on.
I know I always wanted to just get underneath that and basically chore out.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. He said chew her out.
Damn right. You don't take no shit from that pussy.
I don't think that's what he meant.
You seriously don't want to take any shit.
Oh, yeah. Because it means you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah, that's right.
Get forward a little bit. Man, that's fucking awesome, man. But I had to say, those Aussies, man, I had to chew her out.
Like a Tasmanian. I just lost myself here. I just totally lost myself here.
A Tasmanian.
I tried to be clever and I lost.
Twat Twizzler.
Twat Twizzler. Okay.
Well, thank you, Duffy. We appreciate you because, man, brother called. I'm like, hey, we ain't ready to fucking record you yet. And he's like, I sent you a message. These people who call in, I say these people who are.
Oh, you're going to say they're not people now. These fucking sexual deviants.
They're AI. No. They listen to the show so much and they know how we are because we explain it on every fucking episode. We're never prepared.
Yeah.
And we're always like, can Sunny Sam anything?
Do you hit record?
And I'm just like, by God, I'll show you. I'll send somebody a message. And 5 minutes later, calling, going, hey.
Hey, I got to pee. Let's before we get started on this.
Fuck Sam. I'll send you something. Oh, man. So what he was trying to say was it would be, you said the glass bottom boat deal.
Stained glass bottom boat. That's a new one right there.
I'm thinking more of a milking table. For a guy.
Wait a minute. What would it be for a woman? These days, it could be a milking table.
Whoa. No need to go there.
But, shit. We're not in Australia anymore. We're in Bel Air, Ohio.
How much money you got? All right, moving on. Thank you, Dumpy. We appreciate you, brother.
Always.
Moving on. We did have one, unless I'm fucking up and we're both fucking up and we're forgetting something. We've talked about it. It would be so nice to get these in a central location.
Yeah, one spot.
But at the same time, I don't want to bitch too much because, hey, thanks for listening.
We do like variety.
Yes. But we did get one written submission.
Oh, we did.
We always like the voice message.
Oh, wait a minute. You got the written submission? I didn't get a written submission.
Well, now that I'm reading ahead, what the fuck was that?
That's my disappointed set.
That sounds almost as pathetic as you are.
I'm working on it.
Now that I'm reading ahead, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself in just a minute.
Okay.
Because this says in capital letters, which means they're yelling. It says, anonymous, please.
Oh, okay. So.
No,
we'll keep it anonymous.
No. I'm not incriminating anybody. Here we go. Well, one of the things I think about during my adult alone time is Sam.
Oh.
And I would like it to...
Hold on a second.
Whoa.
I got to pay attention here.
And I would like to say that when they wrote, and I'm not even going to, assign a gender.
You said they. I already switched over.
Nope. Well, it's all about pronouns, pal.
That's what I'm talking about. You got a milking table I can borrow?
No, I'm gonna do this a different way. Well, one of the things that I think about during my adult alone time is Sam, because it's in all capitals with an exclamation point.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I imagine
this is going to be good.
All right, here we go.
Because it's not about you.
I imagine him coming up behind me.
Oh.
And grabbing a hold of my long braided hair.
Okay.
Still no gender. Wrapping it around.
It's not a long braided beard.
You shut up.
It's not a long braided beard.
Shut up. Fuck, I lost my place.
All right. I'll just be quiet over here.
No, I'll just go back to the beginning.
Okay.
I imagine him coming up behind me and grabbing a hold of my long braided hair, wrapping it around his fist, pulling me back into him.
Ooh.
Then slowly pulling my head back to kiss my neck.
Uh-huh.
And down my chest.
Oh, God.
Giving each tit some attention.
From behind?
Still no gender.
Okay. I'm too old to be that flexible.
But dim some man titties if you can do that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Then we'd lock eyes with deep intensity.
Ah.
He'd put his hands on my face, kissing me hard and passionately, till I become breathless.
Ooh. It's more like,
get off me. Get off.
Then we'd strip each other down and have some really hot, rough sex, and bam! Bam! The big O is achieved.
Oi!
And
they
ended it with a lot of the water emoji. I believe that could be, still not assigning a gender, I believe that could be come.
Squirt.
By,
is it squirt? I'm thinking it's squirt.
It could squirt out of either gender.
Because I'm old. Mine just kind of oozes out now.
So this could be some long-haired dude with big titties. Not that there's anything wrong with
I've seen a few of those on TikTok and other formats.
Back a few years ago, I might consider myself that.
You could tell by their tattoos whether or not.
Well, thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you.
Is that breathless?
I'm breathless. I don't think I've ever... That's got to be fantasy because I don't think I've ever actually done anything to make anyone breathless before. How about you?
Oh, my God.
You ever made anybody breathless before?
Because
I know you're not big enough to, like, you know, choke anyone to keep them fucking breathing.
What the fuck was that? Are you, you been meat gazing? did you install fucking cameras in the bathroom? That's just a little creepy.
Well, shit.
Truth hurts. Truth does hurt.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I rendered her breathless. She went, that looks like a dick.
Only smaller.
Only smaller.
Oh, my God.
No, it was like this. It was like, you lied.
Yeah.
It's all about camera angles, baby.
It's all that about. It's that fishing. That dick fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You're bad about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of. Now, you're not going to fucking tell me who the hell it was, you prick.
Nope. It said anonymous.
But
I have no idea of knowing.
But I don't know who it is.
I told you.
I need to stop doing that.
It's some long-haired dude with big titties.
Well, you've got long hair.
I don't have big titties.
Well, you do wear loose clothing over there.
So well,
I can't really tell.
I have excellent nipples. I was told that once.
Okay.
I was.
That's a story we should hear about one day.
I was told that by a woman. She said, you have fantastic nipples.
A woman said you had fantastic nipples.
Yes.
All right.
She said,
I am intrigued.
She said, most women would die to have nipples like yours. Are you going to be okay?
Okay. I just about choked on that one.
And see,
it wasn't you.
And I can't show anybody because that goes against Facebook's community standards.
Oh, I got some pasties over here if you want to borrow them.
Trisha, love you. Yes. I got another one of these.
Do you now?
That's
what
not
you got?
It's not anonymous, it is someone who is near and dear to our heart that we haven't heard from for a little while.
Okay.
And this might set it off for you, but I believe it's a little long-winded.
Okay.
And we'll
so not breathless.
And I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen when I hit this play button.
Okay.
But I have a funny feeling.
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be fucking loud.
Okay, I got who it is.
So I figured it out. Here we go.
Good afternoon,
Holy
fellas.
Shit.
Melanie James here. How are my two favorite fellas today? How are you doing, Jason?
Whoa.
My Bob Seger looking motherfucking friend.
Lonely Pick up town. That guitar, baby. Play me a little Come to Papa by Bob Seger.
That's AC/DC.
Spank. Young Spank. Fantasy number one right there, baby. Get your ass on it. And how's my Sam Hall? My toe head.
Wait.
You know I'm listening to your song, Sam.
Yes, you are.
I know you like AC/DC right on. That's right, but another empty bed. But anyway, I just wanted to send in my little spank bank fantasy. Now, you guys know this is a topic this old gal can really talk about. Because, you know, being a woman who's getting ready to turn 53 in June, you know, my mental filing cabinet has branched out to a full-blown library, baby. Yes. And you know I've got my fantasy compound just chock full of beautiful, beautiful men.
Wait till she gets to the
Most
D
of them,
section.
I will admit, do play some type of an instrument of some sort. Because I do have a type, you know.
I can play the pussy.
Yes. These days I'm going to change my evil ways.
You two want a fucking room?
Nope. I ain't going to do it. Anyway.
All right.
But again, back to my fantasy.
Get your hair braided.
Now, boys, again, you all know I's an alpha female.
Are you breathless?
So I'm normally a take charge kind of gal. And I'm not going to lie, that sweet little fella, Matt, that little 26-year-old baby.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go. Cradle robber.
Yes, honey. Now, that's a fantasy right there.
Oh, yes, so.
The things I could do to that boy
in
my fantasy world.
Tell us, woman. Tell us.
You tell him.
Well.
He's a baller.
That's right, honey. But now, don't get me wrong. I'm a gal. I like all types of fellas. My fantasies are broad and varied. That's right, baby. I don't discriminate in my fantasy world.
You like to watch them whack off.
It's all about the width.
Now, I know what you boys are going to be fantasizing about.
Uh-oh.
I know. You guys are all about the ass.
Woo!
And I don't get it, boys, but I do understand. Everybody's got their thing. And I accept that. But anyway.
Now show me your butt.
Lord, I'm lonely. Anyway, boys, I'm going to get back to it. I can't wait to hear what everybody has to say. I'm going to really be listening to this one. All right, boys. Hit us with some spank fantasy knowledge, will ya? And I'm going to ride on. I'll talk to you later, boys. Bye.
Ooh, she's not going to change her evil ways.
My God, man, my head.
One of these days.
That is my favorite AC/DC song right there. Actually,
my evil ways.
It's one of the very few. Was that Bon Scott?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. That's because
it was.
Yeah, because you could understand him. Brian Johnson.
Oh God, yeah, that was like
Hard Rock's James Brown. Anyway, Melanie.
Thank you for the background music, darling. It was hard to listen to her while I'm trying to sing along with it. And then we did do a little duet there.
I'll tell you what, Melanie has she's been really cranking out the singing here lately on Facebook and Instagram.
I've been cranking out a little bit of something else.
Well,
I'm not putting it online
unless
you pay for it.
I was going to say, up behind it, prescription. Subscription wall.
There will be a prescription involved.
I'm sure there was one required. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, please see a doctor. But she got her set up like this, like us. She has a full-blown table mic with the arm.
Yeah, I think I did see a picture
so
of that.
So she's getting closer and closer that we're going to get her on this show live.
Oh.
And we're going to just hand the reins over to her and see what she can come up with live.
Ooh, I'm going to hand the reins over to an alpha girl.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we may be in for it.
Actually, I'll just let her take the reins with you, and I'll stand back and laugh.
Yeah.
And video.
And
record.
With one hand.
And do what she does, what she likes to see.
Oh.
She likes to see pretty boys masturbate.
I got a guitar.
I got to do half of that.
We both got guitars, little lady.
Oh, yeah. We can make noise.
We both got them.
We can make noise.
We ain't got them big old giant honkers like you're used to with them guitar players, but.
But she got some big old honkers.
We could add one end to end and maybe get close.
My goodness.
I doubt it.
Anyway, my dear, thank you so much, and I'm sure that...
I was trying to talk you into something. I'm sure. A little bit of docking.
I'm
but
sure.
You won't do it.
Nope.
I'm talking about the metal band docking.
I know that. I know that.
But it's funny how that worked out just right.
Yes. But I wasn't going to talk about it, because then we'd be talking about this. Anyway, I'm sure that one Matt Mish...
Oh, yeah.
I would say you may have his... Attention.
Yes, yeah. I guarantee you
that Matt would be completely open to the idea of being smothered in the bosom. and what the fuck was that?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
You made a noise without moving or opening your mouth.
It didn't come from my butthole.
Which could happen.
Well, it didn't this time. I don't know what the hell that was. I think it was a little bit of the foam of the beer just kind of hung out for a bit.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what else you got over there?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not done kissing Melanie's ass.
Oh, okay.
Because we like the ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I wonder what it looks like under stained glass.
Well, she is a redhead.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of red there.
I bet she keeps that thing all slicked up.
Yeah, all shiny.
Yeah.
Probably got all kinds of different types of lotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sparkling.
This is not where I thought it was going to go. Honey, I'm so sorry. But how close were we?
Are you okay over there? Because I thought I was going to have to call the police to do a wellness check on you.
Okay, look, here's the deal. I told you before I hit record, I wasn't talking about this.
Okay, why not? Maybe I should have been hitting record.
Because this is supposed to be Spank Bank fantasies, and we need to stop talking about my ass.
Instead of the toilet tank fantasies.
Dude. All right. Okay. Fuck it.
What the hell happened in there anyway?
I'll rip the Band-Aid off. Fuck it.
Ooh. There was a Band-Aid involved?
No. There wasn't. There should be.
There was like an open wound?
No, there what should the hell? Be. Because I'm going to tell you something. I told you about what happened at work this morning.
Right.
What I didn't tell you was, because I thought, oh, I don't know, it's my fucking business, that trip to that particular facility for the last couple of days didn't happen.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my God.
So
you had a follow-up.
What? It was a fucking mini-series was what the fuck it was, all right? Because it wasn't a part two.
Yeah, it wasn't an epic saga.
It was multiple episodes. Because I was traumatized the first time this morning.
Okay.
So when I went again,
okay,
a few hours later.
Here, you mean?
No.
Oh,
I'm talking about when I stepped on the turd this
oh,
morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
I'm back 12 hours ago.
I gotcha.
I went the second time.
Okay.
And I was paranoid that I was going to overflow the toilet again.
I gotcha.
So I picked a different place. I went to the upstairs bathroom because I thought, hey, it's at least got to go down a couple of floors.
Oh, my God.
So maybe it won't back up as quick. So did that, no problem.
So what happened in my toilet?
We had. I'm getting there.
Oh God!
You always try to fucking just bury the fucking lead.
I'm impatient.
I know you are. Especially at things that have to do with my ass. But oh shit! So I get to lunchtime, which for us is 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Made it through lunch and thought, really. Really? I got to go again?
Oh.
So I went again.
My God.
No episode. I mean, no issues. Went again.
Oh, I thought you meant like false alarm.
Then, at our last break, around 5 p.m., I thought, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I'll go ahead and just try.
Oh, okay.
So fast forward to 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a break. You're doing your thing. You went and pissed. You got you another beer. I went outside and fucking smoked. And
oh, I'm sitting in here just drinking a beer in silence.
And you're standing out here, or you're standing out there with me, and I'm like, I think I'm going to poop.
Right.
And you didn't know any of this information because I hadn't told you.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought maybe this wouldn't be that entertaining. So I go to your facilities here at the Chateau de la Hall. And I sit down and think, well, this isn't home field advantage, but close enough.
Hey.
And as I'm...
It's comfy.
As I'm shitting...
Oh, my God.
For the fifth time today...
Call Guinness.
I turned to my left and realized there's not much rectum ribbon.
Because I had used quite a bit earlier myself.
And again... I get things going there, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm good. And then I'm in your bathroom.
Right.
I flush the toilet, and your toilet has a slow type of like, hey, I'm running. Hey, I'm running. Oh, hey, no. I'm running. Now I'm going to go down.
So there was a little fear.
And I went, no!
A little anxiety, right?
As I'm standing there with my pants around my ankles because I'm going to the cabinet to get more toilet paper just to make sure.
You're doing the shit shuffle.
Just to make sure that I got everything fucking taken care of. But anyway, I put your fucking toilet paper back in there on the roll. It is beards are cool, mullets are not. So that means the fucking paper goes over the top.
Over the top.
Not back behind. That's right. So keep that in mind, kids.
You were a little scared that you might hear a little noise like,
but anyway, when I talk about Lincoln logs, yeah, when I talk about Lincoln logs, today I built a 3,000 square foot cabin. And the thing is, when I said Band-Aid, I work at a facility that has a lot of employees. So what they do is they don't go over the top on amenities. I shit four times. Shut up. I shit four times today with what I like to refer to as John Wayne toilet paper. It is rough, tough, and takes no shit off of anybody.
Oh.
So I am almost to the verge of cinching my belt up to keep myself from bleeding to death.
I got you. So you got a little bit of soreness going on down there.
So, yes.
Your asshole looks like a Japanese flag.
fuck. All right, so can we get away from my ass for a minute?
Oh, well, I guess so. I'm done.
This fucking podcast.
Let me lube it up for you and 60, make you feel a little better.
Now 66 episodes. My ass...
Oh, my God.
And fucking a chick in a wheelchair.
Oh, hell.
Has been like the top shit.
I'd have to look back at all those episodes and see how many times your problems.
Okay, I see a YouTube video coming.
How many times they've come up. Yeah, that could go on for a while. Oh, that could be a whole episode.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's...
But it's pure entertainment.
Let's get off the shit and get back to the spanking it. This is a voice message from a new listener, and they are going to be asking to be made anonymous.
Oh, damn, another... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now.
I haven't listened to this one. This might actually be another one of these.
It could be all about me again.
Well, we'll see. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, gentlemen. This will be the first time I'm leaving a message in regards to your weekly topics.
Is it for me?
So, speaking as to what gets me there.
It's me.
Spank Bank fantasy topic. One of the things that I definitely like is hearing my partner talk to me.
Hey, baby.
Tell me what's happening.
What's happening?
Enjoying what he's doing, what's going to happen. It doesn't have to be nonstop discussion, but like just running
commentary.
Like the in the moment.
You shut your whore mouth.
I think, and I'm not one to chatter back, but oh. I do like hearing it. I guess that's a
yes, Daddy.
A nice thing to get the juices flowing, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
Woo! And the other part of it, I think, is just my partner taking control. I feel like I'm a control freak all the time.
Ooh,
so to have someone take over and just do what they do, that's that's also a very big turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
here's
I know
stick.
It's a
Bite
short
it.
And sweet, but I'm going to wrap this up, and I look forward to hearing it on the show. Have a good day.
Short and sweet.
Just like
that's
me.
That's my middle name. You beat me on that one.
Okay.
You beat me.
This was anonymous. You got your anonymous that basically just said, Sam. Or it was, Sam!
She didn't say, she didn't say anything about braided hair
and
fists.
And I don't want to assume anything, but even though this is anonymous, pretty sure it's a woman. No judgments. I'm pretty sure
the pronouns were involved on that.
I only got one thing to say to you, Anonymous. It wasn't about Sam. It wasn't about me. Mm-hmm. It was about your partner. But anyway, Sam got all the kudos on the last one. I got one thing to say to you.
What would that be?
Get on your knees for Daddy.
And you said that.
And shut that whore mouth.
You saying that to me?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying it to them.
Okay. Because that kind of got me on.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, we got a new listener and lost one just as quick.
Hey, you got any Spank Bank fantasies over there yourself? You got anything, the one thing that maybe you're having a little bit of trouble in the bedroom, or maybe you're in the bathroom, not pooping all over the place, and you're just, I don't know, you're old. You know, it takes you a while to get there anymore. You're just used to the shit. And then there's that one thing that always gets you there. The guaranteed thing. You're staring at me.
Is there somebody getting ready to crawl through the window?
It's like, I don't know. You're worrying me because you were looking this way in a very strange way.
Number one, you're being over the top creepy.
Because you can't be anonymous on this, maybe? Shit.
A long time listener, first time caller.
You going to braid your hair for me?
Honestly, It's going to be disappointing. It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not a fantasy per se. And we can ask the person driving by. And stop. But it's not necessarily a fantasy that I like. It replays and replays and replays. And it's not something specific like a celebrity or something like that.
It's that one time when you're starting to get a little cramp in your hand and you need to finish soon. This is the one thing I'm going to hit on that's going to finish it off.
Look, okay. It's The View.
The TV show The View?
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, she does it for me. That couldn't be any farther from the truth for a variety of reasons.
You call her Whoopi Goldberg, right?
It's we've already established that, you know, I'm the ass man.
Right.
Cuckoo ka choo. Poo poo pa choo. Poo
poo. Oh.
Let me write that down.
That sounded kind of Australian there. He likes to chew the poo poo.
Anyway, I've said it before. I'll say it again. There is nothing to me that is more erotic and more fucking just plain old hot. That gets my fucking gears going, not grinding, sliming, than seeing a fucking lady's ass. I'm going to put it that way. A lady's ass splayed open.
Splayed.
As I am.
Is this code for gaped?
As I am ramming my incredibly small Johnson in and out of them. It's just that view. I'm an ass man. That's kind of my go-to.
Just think about any ass.
Well, not
splayed open.
Not like a big old fucking
gobs of hair.
Yeah, not no.
Pimple here, pimple there.
No, you're playing connect the pimples. No. But just that view that does it for me.
I got you. I got you on that one.
I know that may be disappointing, but anybody who knows me and anybody's listened to the past 65 episodes would be able to get that.
You know, I got to admire you on that one, because we've talked about plenty of times the way my brain is. I'm an overthinker. My brain just kind of goes in 100 damn different directions at all fucking times.
Yes.
And when it comes to anything spank bank wise and stuff, it's really, really difficult for me to fantasize about anything, because I can't focus long enough. So I thought about giving everyone an example of what it's like to be in the mind of the fantasizing Alonzo.
It is now time for the TNA Masturbation Theater. Bitch.
So we'll just go with something like the after class professor talk. Yeah, you got me? You follow me here?
I think.
All right. And so it begins. You wanted to have a word with me, Mrs. Tigbetties? My grades have declined and I'm not paying enough attention in class? I admit that I've been very distracted lately. I'm failing? Is there anything I can do to bring my grades up? Maybe you can help tutor me in the evenings. Maybe you can give me an assignment for extra credit.
Get after it!
What can you do for me, Miss Tigbetties?
Catch that car.
What can you do for me, baby? What can you... Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Roar!
Damn it, Sam! Don't lose focus, man. Stay the line. Get back to it, man. Okay. What are you doing? Oh, damn. Yes! That's so hot. I love lap dances. Sit on my lap? Yes. Yes, you may. Woo! Lift your head up and look at me while you do that, baby. Oh, so hot. Yeah. Hold your head up and look at me.
I can't come if you don't look at me.
Hold that head up and look at me, baby. Hold that head up. Hi. Hold your head up. Hi. Fuck, Sam. Keep it together. Just skip ahead to the good stuff, dude. Just skip ahead. Just skip ahead.
Please.
Let's take this to the dean's office doorway. Add a little risk to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll put my back against the frame, and you use the other side to add some force to it. Oh, shit. That's the right stuff. That's it. Oh, that's it. Damn it. That door. Fuck. That door's keep swinging shut. Just fucking spread your legs open more and stop it. Hold it there. I'm almost there. Oh, God. Yeah. Hold that damn door. Hold that door. Hold the door. Hodor! Hodor! I think I'll binge watch a Game of Thrones this weekend. It's been a while.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit! Yeah, you won't get that because you haven't seen the fucking show. Focus, man! Focus! You're at the edge! Now finish this. Don't fuck it up again, Sam, you stupid motherfucker. Okay. All right, baby. All right, baby. The Big Daddy train is back on track.
Choo choo!
And ready to fill up your empty box car. Oh God. Oh God. Keep it going. Oh God, I'm gonna come on, feel the noise. Girls, fuck your boys. Fuck it, I give up.
Well, that was disturbing.
just a little peek behind the curtains.
Well,
behind the meat curtains.
When you asked me my Spank Bank fantasy, I had no idea when I replied what I would be getting into afterwards, because I was thinking, well, he hasn't really said anything.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it was going to turn into community theater.
As it always does.
We are going to wind things down. We do have one last voice message.
And, what do we got?
And I got to say it this way. And never mind.
Don't be teasing me over there.
I'll do it a different way. And
don't be teasing me over there, Jason.
I think you've said quite enough. Anyway, this is a voice message from Brock.
Brock.
Hey, Jason, Sam, sorry I missed calling in the other night. I got busy with a little something else there and lost track of time.
What was his name?
But I did want to call in about the Spank Bank. I mean, of course, we all know the person that is on my Spank Bank would be my wife. And okay, all right. See you later, babe. Bye. Okay, now that she's gone, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones back from the Mascazaro days. Had that Spanish vibe to her?
Oh, shit.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Douglas says he got throat cancer from going down on her.
Oh.
Tell you guys what, I'd risk chemotherapy for a taste of that.
I know what he's talking about, the Mascazaro, as I watched it, because
Antonio Banderas, what the hell is this? Throat cancer?
God damn.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Had a little butt cancer.
Man,
what the fuck? This just went great. What the hell just happened?
I don't know. We get that. He talking shit, and he's like, oh, yeah, my wife. Oh, she's gone.
The mask of horror.
And he talks about fucking eating pussy and getting throat cancer, and then you shit yourself.
What happened?
I'm just about ready to stick a fork in this motherfucker. My God, man. Brock, thanks.
Was that it?
That was it.
That was it? Fuck it. Good enough.
Dude, he hit all the fucking high spots.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I got you.
Yeah. She did a little something. Didn't she do like a love scene with Sean Connery? Junior.
Was he on a fucking step stool?
Junior. I'm fucking trying to do my Sean Connery. I can't.
God. This has gone far enough. Unfortunately, I do not.
Look what you've done.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. We'll stop it right here.
Will we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's the deal. We went through.
What the hell is this?
If you sent in something and I didn't find it, I'm sorry. You know, this guy's. I'm fucking total douchebag.
You're not alone, because I'm terrible at finding shit, too.
But.
Just remind us.
Here's the deal. We would normally have a voice message at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we don't.
Right.
And if you listen to the beginning of this podcast and you hear a little bit of a PSA, you will know what we're talking about. And I will go ahead and say it, and this will just live on forever. Our good friend Kathy Jo lost her home in a fire last night, and she's not going to be on the show tonight. And hopefully she will be back at some point. But anyway, we are trying to do what we can for her, and if nothing else, just keep her in your thoughts. It's not a everybody's okay, so that's the main thing. That is the main thing, that everybody
truly the main thing.
Everybody is fine. Nobody's injured or even worse, nothing like that. So this is totally doable. But we just want to know that we want her to know that we are thinking about her, and we're going to do all we can to help.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
when I got up this morning, I got out of bed, come in, and I saw a message from you. That was the first thing that I saw this morning, and it's been on my mind all day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have no words for it. That's why I've been so quiet. I have no words. I don't know what to say.
Well, in true form, and Kathy Jo would be completely disappointed in me if I didn't point out the fact that you're a lying sack of shit.
Really? Because
you have not been quiet the whole fucking time.
Well, you got a point.
Anyway, we are thinking about you, darling, and we love you, and we'll get you back on here as soon as you are able. But in the meantime, we will be getting ready for episode 67. I can't remember off the top of my head what the fuck the subject would
be.
I'm
the one that came up with the subjects, and I don't even remember.
All right, that means we're going to quit.
God, how do we... It's hard to segue out of something so serious.
But... And she knows how we are.
Yeah.
And she would expect no less.
True.
So anyway, we will be...
Well, maybe you can get on there and tell me what the next episode is, because I can't remember.
I'm not looking at that shit.
But why?
If you want to know what the next subject's going to be, go find us on Facebook. The TNA podcast on Facebook. Wait a minute. Huh? I still got shit on my shoes. This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road. Bitch.
Get off my fucking carpet.
Bitch!
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!